unable, and he was crippled in both feet. Don't you think that the wording of that sounds a little odd? Think about it. He always ate at the king's table, and he was crippled in both feet. It seems such a strange way to me to form the sentence, and then I realized God was using a highlighter. He's put it that way so that we understand that David didn't have to do what he did. Mephibosheth, although a relative of Saul, was crippled in both feet. He was no threat to David. But more than that, Mephibosheth didn't even bring any strength of his own to the table either. He wasn't going to be a particularly good ally to have. He was crippled. He had little to offer. Nothing. And yet he was invited because the king was gracious. So too, God the Father invites us to his banqueting table, not because we've done something that makes us deserve to come. He invites us because of our friend Jesus. And he provides for us, seeing that we are suitably clothed to come. You know, that being said, though, I don't think that we should leave it there, because there is one other thing that occurred to me. There's something very important that we can learn from Mephibosheth. You remember I said that the reason he was crippled was because his nursemaid had dropped him. Well, if you want to later go and look at that passage, you'll find it in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4, where this is recounted for us. Now, David had always specifically said, when Saul was king, David had said that he would never raise his hand against the Lord's anointed, and he didn't. In fact, Saul, it is thought, committed suicide. All right? Jonathan was killed in battle. Saul apparently fell on his sword. David had not raised his hand against the king. But that being said, as Saul is now dead, and so Jonathan too, David's army, his generals, begin moving through the country, and they're hunting down the servants of Saul, those who had been loyal to him, those who had been in his army, to make sure that there was none who still supported the old king. And so it is, imagine her fear, the nurse hears that the generals are on the move. She knows Saul is dead, Jonathan is dead, and she has the grandson. And so she begins to run. And as she flees David's generals, she drops the boy, and he is crippled from that time on. Don't you think it is at least conceivable then that Mephibosheth, over the years, may have felt that the king, David, was responsible for his circumstances? If only his nursemaid had not fled David's army, he would not be where he is today. But you notice that does not hold him back from coming to the king. He lets it go, and he joins David at his table with no demands, without ever insisting that his feet be fixed. Now, I know you might think, well, that's ridiculous. He'd never be able to insist that his feet be fixed. But the point is I want you to know, I have met many people who have held off coming to God, and they have said, yes, well, when he fixes this, then I will join him. But until that time, I'd rather journey on alone. The Lord wants us to come as we are. This is a come as you are party. The question is, will you sit at his table even if your circumstances do not change? Mephibosheth did, and so should we. Our journey in life started the day that we were born, but our journey with God begins when we truly surrender to Him. He wants us to come just as we are, and you know, it doesn't matter what baggage we have. Let me tell you something. He knows about your green sausage. You can't hide that from Him. He wants to cleanse us, though. He wants us to provide. He wants to provide us with that white robe of righteousness that only He can. And He wants us to begin to enjoy the blessings that only He can provide for us. Because once we do, that will radically affect the way we live out the rest of our lives. For we'll join Him at His table, not as a slave, but as a son. Jesus said of Himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." The truth is that our journey with God begins with surrender, our willingness to follow God's plan for our life, to go His way, His way. So the question is, have you decided to follow Jesus? Truly follow Him. It is a journey of great blessing, and it begins with His desire to cleanse you, to wash off all of that dirt, and to enfold you in His robe of righteousness. He wants you to surrender to Him and to follow His plan for your life. And when you do, that's when the true adventure will begin. May God bless you.